you will stand with me and turn to the book of Exodus.
That was a song made
chapter
popular.
Number 8.
Oh, Lord, I think it's about 30 years ago now. And it was
Verses
Don't Worry, Be
1
Happy
through 10.
By Bobby McFerrin. You know, catchy tune.
If you haven't, say amen.
Worry comes right into all
it
of
reads
us
as follows. I'm reading from the NIV version.
But there is,
and it reads,
a
7 days pass as the Lord said to Moses,
and
go to Pharaoh and
bit
say
about
unto him,
what is grandma?
This is what the Lord says.
Used to say,
let my
and what
people
Mr.
go,
Goodwin,
so that they may worship.
That his grandma
worship me.
Said
and
only
if
two
you refuse to let them go, I will plague your whole country with
that
frogs.
That you have to worry about.
The Nile will
teem
with frogs, and they will come up.
Or if you're healthy.
To your palace.
He says if you're healthy.
They will come up to your bedroom.
You ain't got nothing to worry
and
about.
And into your bed.
But
and into your
sick,
houses of your officials and of your people.
You have to worry about.
And into the ovens and to the kneading troughs.
If you're going
to get will go
better.
Up. And you
if
and
you're
your
get
people.
Worse.
And all of your officials.
If you get better.
Then the Lord said unto Moses.
You ain't got nothing to worry
tell Aaron.
About.
Stretch out his hand.
But if you're sick.
With the staff over the streams and the canals.
If you
and
get
the ponds,
worse.
And make frogs come up on the land of Egypt.
If you're going to live.
And so Aaron stretched out his hands over the water.
If you live.
And the frogs came up.
You
and
ain't got nothing
the land
to worry about.
But the magicians did the same thing with their
there
secret arts.
There are two things.
So they made frogs come
you
up.
You got to worry about.
In the land of Egypt.
If you're going to heaven.
And Pharaoh summoned Moses and said
if you're going
unto
to
him,
hell.
Pray to the Lord to
if
take
you
away
go to heaven,
from me and my people. And I will let your
you
people
you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell.
And Moses said to Pharaoh,
there are two things.
I leave you the honor of setting the time
that you
for
worry about.
Me to pray for you and
original
your officials to take away the frogs from your house and be rid of all the frogs except for those that remain.
If you will stand with me,
and Pharaoh said,
I'm going to read one verse into your hearing. Romans 6:23.
I want to preach from the thought this
morning.
For the morning.
Wages of sin is death.
One more
death.
Night with the frog.
But the gift of God is eternal life through
one
Jesus
more
Christ,
night
our Lord.
With the frogs.
The title of my message today is
this
a message
this isn't the first plague that Pharaoh faced.
Row.
And
you
if we go back to chapter 7, we'll find that first
Lord.
Plague where the
For
Lord
the
turned the Nile into a river of
death.
Blood.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
In this
story,
we find God offering mercy.
You only got two things.
And the party needing mercy says something strange given all the circumstances.
Or you pay the price of your sin.
He says, give me mercy tomorrow.
If you receive the gift of God,
give me salvation tomorrow.
But surely,
in other words,
if you do not repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the wages of your sin.
It's peculiar because when I'm in the stress,
eternal separation,
when something's bothering me, when the weight of the world seems to be falling heavily on me,
a pivotal point in Paul's letter where he outlines two paths we can take.
I want relief right now.
Earlier in his letter, Paul made it clear that everyone.
These are strange words coming from a man
no
who just 7 days earlier saw the Nile,
and fallen
Egypt's
short
blood
of what God's plan is.
Turn
into
Romans blood.
3:23. By the
you
time
see,
he gets to chapter 6, he addresses a question many of
he
us
just
have.
The shoulders
if God forgives
and,
us
and
anyway,
he went on
can't
home.
We just keep sinning?
Pharaoh had
that's
the
when
privilege
Paul
of retreating to his palace.
Using an everyday
ignoring the
plight
of his
of
people
wages,
who dug wells on the
how
what
we think we're working for, and then you get your paycheck. He's using
but
that example
Moses
to explain
it
that's all you get.
Clear.
if you continue to sin.
He said the frogs shall come upon thee.
Contrast.
And thy people.
While sin
and thy
pays
servants,
out death.
And thy officials.
God
the
offers
frogs
eternal
this time,
life as a gift.
Pharaoh,
a
you got no
free
hiding
gift
place.
Through Jesus. This verse captures the
this
heart
time God
of
will enter your private space, even
right
your
with
secret
God
quarters.
Faith, not by earning
this
it.
Problem would not just be the land.
Growing up in Gary, Indiana, about 30 miles outside of Chicago,
it's one
I was
thing
no stranger to gang activity.
But it's something totally different.
I never belonged to a gang, but I knew several members
it.
Of various gangs.
Frogs everywhere.
I knew their names, and they knew
in
mine.
In your kitchen.
They
frogs
were my
neighbors. Frogs in the cupboard.
My classmates.
Frogs in the bedroom.
My relatives.
Frogs in your bed.
The local gangs had names, the family,
frogs,
the Kangaroos, Sin City Disciples, the Vice Lords,
everywhere
Latin Kings.
Was followed by
and
the
as close as we were to Chicago, I was remember hearing and even knew a few of the gangster disciples,
then there was this croaking
the Vice
sound.
Lords, Simon City Royals,
here croak.
The El Rukins,
there croak.
And the Blackstone.
Everywhere Rangers. Was the sound.
Many of them still exist
of
today.
Croaking.
But I'm thankful that by God's grace and mercy, I survived. I have a relationship with God that had made a place in my future before I even had a past.
It wasn't just the palace. It filled all of Egypt.
As I walked toward a clinic where I worked,
and only when Pharaoh
I witnessed something
that
broke my
heart.
A van had pulled up, and an armed officer ordered those of us approaching to stop.
Every knee shall bow.
Out shuffled juveniles.
Sooner or later, everybody's going to call on God.
Chained at the ankles and the wrists.
Sooner or later, everybody's going to call on God.
And one boy's uniform was so oversized that he could barely
walk. Just hang around. Your time.
As I watched these children, the same age as
my
own sons were at the time.
And he says to Moses, entreat me.
Their chains clanged with each step.
Entreat the Lord on my behalf.
Some showed shame.
In other words,
defiance,
he says, pray for me, Moses.
Some anger. And in others, a
pray that he takes
emptiness.
Away these frogs from
I
me.
I wonder what these children had done. Where had they gotten the
first
off track?
Noteworthy
was this
that
just
I,
the
that
beginning
is,
of a life
that
of
God
crime
never punishes
and incarceration
us
for them?
Without giving us
today,
a
I want to
first
take you somewhere most of us will never go.
God says road through Moses,
a place
let
of
my
last
people
chances
go
and final breaths. A place where remarkably
he says, give them freedom.
We can find intense lessons.
And if thou
refuse
to let my people go, I will smite thy borders with frogs.
As of July
God
2025, over 2,000 individuals sit on death row across these
war
United States. Behind each
God does not punish
is
men and women unless they've ignored a persistent
some are
warning
of
and persist in their
and
sin.
Some maintain innocence, but all have been
Psalms
created in God's
7 and
image.
12 says,
today
if he does not turn
three
back,
lives that intersect
he will sharpen his sword,
row.
And he will bend
one
his bow and
man
make it ready.
By the name, his name was
implying
Stanley
that
Tukey Williams.
If you do
he was
turn
the
co-find, back.
Co-founder of the Crips gang,
if
originating in Los Angeles,
God,
California. The other person I'll speak of is Stephen from Acts chapter 6 and 7, the first Christian martyr.
He says,
and
if
the third
people,
is our Christ, our Redeemer,
who are called by my name will humble themselves.
Criminals.
Pray
story,
and seek
I'm
my
tell
face
you,
and turn
points,
from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven.
That can transform our lives and our community.
And I will forgive their sins.
Forgiveness,
but not only that, I will heal their land.
First thing is no one, no
grace
one, no one is beyond
always
redemption.
Options for God.
Second Corinthians. In 1971,
but
a teenager
still
named
on
Stanley Tukey Williams co-founded the Crips gang in Los Angeles. This
one of Pharaoh's problems is that he thought himself to be a god too.
Through violence, drugs, and fear.
After
by
all, he ruled over Egypt,
Williams
the most powerful nation on earth at the time.
And sentenced to
so
death.
When Pharaoh speaks,
for many, That would be the whole nation pays attention. Just another criminal getting what he deserved.
But Pharaoh doesn't realize that he's out of his league.
With Tukey. After years,
he didn't understand that when God speaks, the whole universe pays attention.
In William's own words, part of his message from death row, Tukey said,
Pharaoh built pyramids on the backs of slave labor.
While rising,
but God
from the
spoke
ashes
and the mountains came up out of nothing.
He began to understand that his experiences with drugs,
Pharaoh commands
poverty,
a vast army, but God commands all of nature.
And other roadblocks had become.
You see, God
could have
called a squadron of angels.
No longer, he declared,
he
could have
called
life,
a pride of lions.
My being be dedicated.
He could have drafted the bears into this
ignorance.
War.
Tukey
he could have used
Williams
his wolves. He could have used his air force. He could have called on the eagles.
Many of us walk
the hawks
in the stench of our sin.
Even that
ways.
Ugly vulture.
We come to church seeking redemption without even being willing to
change. He could have chose the mighty elephant.
We like our sin.
To tear down Pharaoh's
we believe
playhouse.
The power of the sin is more powerful
but
than God.
But instead he used
but listen, God
the lowly
knows
frogs
what
of the Nile
before
River.
Before we do it. Secrets from others are no
you
secret
see, at God's disposal,
God. It's while
not
awaiting
just the frogs
execution,
of the Nile.
Williams wrote children's books.
But it's frogs
about
of
the
every creek.
Of gang life. He was sending
in every waterway,
of
every stream, God commands.
He created peace protocols to help rival gangs negotiate.
You see, the Bible
truces.
Tells us that the earth is the Lord's.
He was nominated for the Nobel
the fullness,
Peace Prize
thereof.
Five times.
God can use
the only
anything
death row inmate
he wishes
in history to receive
to accomplish
such recognition.
His goal.
Stanley Tukey Williams had to face the consequences
so
of his actions.
So he speaks to a group of angry frogs.
Like Tukey Williams, despite the struggles
and he turns
we face,
them into a
we must
army.
Let go of the past and trust God with our future.
No, God
I believe
again,
Tukey
never
understood
uses
that negative
might than necessary to accomplish
do not
his goal.
Mean God doesn't love you. Even when God loves you deeply, which
he's
is constant
merciful
and unchanging,
he loves you enough to limit
still follow
what he
your
can do
actions.
To you.
Tukey Williams
our
was
God
put
loves
to death.
Us.
Think of it like a parent who loves their
the
child unconditionally, but still allows
this, when,
them to
when I examine this scripture,
the natural consequences
of is that you
poor
can't
choices.
Beat God at his own game.
God's love doesn't mean immunity from life's cause and effect relationship.
Can you imagine?
When
it,
we
in
make
your mind's
harmful
eye.
Decisions, we often face
can you see the magicians flopping through the dead
damaged
and dying frogs, running up to Pharaoh and gets in front of him, and then
these
he says,
consequences aren't God's punishment
we can make frogs too.
To us or loving us less.
Now here's Pharaoh.
They're the natural
he got frogs
of
in front
choices.
Of him, frogs on the side, frogs behind him, frogs on his throne, frogs on his crown. Pharaoh's got frogs everywhere, and his magician says,
David was
we
forgiven
too can
for
make
his
frogs.
Sins, but still faced family turmoil. The Israelites were God's chosen
so the magicians
people,
created frogs, which only intensified this situation.
When they turned away from God. God's love is
the last
revealed
thing Pharaoh
not
needed.
In shielding us from all negative outcomes, but in remaining with
frogs.
Us through them, offering us wisdom, comfort, and
the
promise
thing
that
we need
no
in our
consequence
lives is more
can separate us from his love. Let's
and yet
consider
we spend
Stephen of the Bible.
One more night with these
unlike
frogs.
Williams, Stephen wasn't guilty of any crime. He was chosen
if you
to
see,
distribute
if the magicians
food to widows,
really had
a ministry
real power.
Of compassion. When he started
wonder-working
preaching about
power.
Jesus, he was arrested on false charges.
He would have removed the frogs.
Stephen could have disowned his
instead
faith
of creating increasing their number.
But instead, he used his death row moment.
Whenever we interfere with God's plan for our lives, we
to
only make things
one
worse.
One of the most powerful sermons in Scripture.
Not better.
In this death row experience,
we can't fix
as
our problems.
Faces surrounded
but we
him,
can place them at
stones,
the feet of the Lord who can fix them.
Stones were raised to be thrown at him.
When
at
God does something, no man can undo it.
Tells us Stephen.
When God opens
Spirit,
doors, no man can close
heaven,
them. And when God closes doors,
God, and Jesus
no man
was
can open
standing
them.
At the right hand of God. Look,
and we find
said,
that things
I
haven't changed.
Opened, and the Son of Man
we continue
standing
to make plans
at the
without
right
consulting,
hand of God.
Consulting our Lord.
Jesus was standing He wasn't seated beside God.
And instead
God,
of getting
he
angry
stood up
at us,
watching one of his own
he just laughs at
be
us.
Executed on his behalf. Because he loved
we
God.
Serve a good
he believed God. God. And he was willing to die for God.
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Tukey Williams, a man.
And his ways.
Deserving as we
are
would
not
see,
our ways.
A hardcore criminal. But he was redeemed.
We should be following
Stephen,
God.
A man of faith. He was redeemed.
Instead of God asking.
But finally, we have Jesus, the Redeemer
us.
Himself. He deliberately placed
old
himself
Old Pharaoh thought
on
himself
death row.
To be Lord, but he was forced to face the Lord.
On death row. By coming to earth,
let me tell you a little
knowing
secret.
His mission would lead
if God is
to
our
execution.
Enemy.
Luke 23:39-43 records that Jesus was crucified between two
Moses,
criminals.
Moses, Pharaoh cried
one
out, entreat me.
While the other recognized Jesus.
Pray for me, Moses.
Innocence. And asked to be remembered.
I've come to discover, I've
and
come to the realization that
words,
I cannot
truly, I
compete
tell you
with
today
God.
What Dexter said, no more, not one
pray
more night
me,
with
Moses.
The frogs. That today you will be with me
go.
In paradise. The Redeemer redeemed.
Our God has
even
no equal.
As he was
there's no one like him.
Executed.
He is both just
row.
And merciful.
In that moment, Jesus demonstrated
and like
that
a good mother, he always
is available
listens
until our final breath.
To his children's cry.
A lifetime of crime was forgiven.
Pharaoh needed Moses to pray for him because he didn't have a personal relationship with God himself.
The stories of William, Stephen, and Jesus remind
intercessory
us that we should never write anyone
has
off
its place.
As hopeless. You
but in order to get full-time
word,
blessings
from
God,
death row. You do know all of
you
us.
Must be a full-time servant.
Whether we are now,
and a servant
or we
is the highest rank you can have in heaven.
On death row. Either you are saved,
and if you're wondering why things
life,
aren't quite right in your
you
life,
or you are destined for
it's because
him.
Part-time service.
Two choices.
Only get
two
part-time
things
benefits.
To worry about. Yes. The hardened criminal might become the agent of peace.
You gotta know
an angry
the Lord
persecutor
for yourself.
Might become a powerful witness.
And when you
the
really
Paul
know it,
was a witness
when you really trust him, you'll see his wonder-working power will fill your life.
Of the New Testament.
They'll take care of all the things
off.
That are really
we
necessary for you to have equality.
Don't give
life.
Up on others because God has not given
when
up
you know it.
On you. Not only is
and
no
before you realize
beyond redemption, forgiveness,
you'll be saved.
True strength is found in
here I am, Lord.
Matthew 5:44 says,
and before
but
the
I say
he
to you,
asked
love
the question,
your enemies and pray for those who persecute
you'll
you.
You'll be saying, I'll go,
Stephen
Lord.
Stephen was being stoned and he prayed.
That's when you really know
Tukey
it.
Was on death row.
That's
but
when
he
you
prayed.
Really trust him.
He asked for forgiveness. For Stanley Williams,
think they know
the journey
Lord.
Towards forgiveness wasn't immediate. He spent years maintaining his innocence of the specific murders for which he was convicted.
They do the little duty. They pay some
he eventually recognized the broader harm he had caused by founding the Crips gang.
But when it really
comes down to it. In 1997, he issued a public apology
they don't
for
really
creating
trust God.
The Crips.
Because if you trusted
in its brevity, 25
there'd be
years
no
ago,
doubt.
When I created the Crips Youth Gang,
when you trust him,
I never imagined Crips membership
you'll move
would
even
one day
before
spread
you act because you'll feel
California,
his spirit upon you.
Would spread to much of the rest of the nation and cities in
you
South
can trust
Africa.
The Lord.
I deeply regret that I ever
and
did.
And before you realize
I
it,
vow
you'll,
to spend the rest
saying,
of my
am,
life
Lord.
Working toward solutions.
Send me.
Williams,
Lord,
wrote
I'll
from
do your will.
Death row. I pray that one
then
day
you can call on him early in the morning.
Accepted. I also
or even
pray
late
for
at
your
night.
Suffering caused by
for the Lord constantly whispers in our
ears. As more gang members
sleep.
Wake up and stop hurting themselves and others. A message
I'm always attentive.
Death row.
I'm always
this
waiting
required tremendous
to
strength
answer your cry.
And to acknowledge the far-reaching
the
consequences of his actions.
There's no
to
one
ask for
beside
forgiveness.
Me.
Some of us sitting in here need
you know
to ask somebody for Forgiveness.
We find ourselves thanking him in the good times.
You may have moved on.
And even praising him during our stormy times.
So you think. Because if you don't forgive us.
Because we know that just a little talk with the master.
All right.
Will make every thing all right.
Think about
just a little
what
talk.
You've done. You don't owe it to the person.
And the third
you
thing I want
God.
You to remember this morning.
Don't just shrug
today
your shoulders and move on when you know you have caused harm. Act on the opportunity. If you ask God for
when Moses returned, he says to Pharaoh,
he'll give
glory over me.
He'll give it to you.
When shall I pray for thee? When shall I entreat
that you did that got you in that
situation? And for thy servants and for thy people.
Stephen's display
to destroy
of forgiveness
these frogs
in the book of Acts
from you and your house
and
that they may remain in the river
as rocks
only.
Crushed his body and life faded away.
And again, this
Acts
strange
7:60
reply.
Tells us he called out, Lord, do not
he
hold
says,
this sin
tomorrow.
Against them. They were torturing him at the very moment that he
and
asked
I can see Moses'
God
mind
not to forgive
running.
Him, that he was broken and bleeding, the faces of his
around.
Killers are distorted with hatred, but he feels the life draining
what?
From
be
his body.
Be according to your word, and your word is
and in that
tomorrow?
Moment of in unimaginable pain, he prays not for justice, not for vengeance.
Here's a man
but
who whose nation is being ruled by frogs.
Pray for that boss.
Frogs in his bed, finally. In his shoes, in his bathroom, and he wanted gone tomorrow.
Pray for those that you feel are attacking you.
Was he so fond of his uninvited pray guests that he wanted them to stay one more night?
Jesus provides the ultimate example of strength through forgiveness.
Did he really want one
in
more night with
excruciating pain,
cross.
Luke 23:34 records
imagine.
That he prayed, Father, forgive them,
I really
for they
don't
know
think
not
so.
What they
I really
doing.
Think that he was just trying to buy time for himself.
He could have called legions of angels to
I
destroy
I think
his
Moses
enemy,
thought
instead,
that if he just holds out a little more longer, the frogs
row,
would leave on their own.
The violence without returning
then the problem
it.
Would be solved without obligating himself to God
by accepting
and Moses,
injustice
God and Moses.
Rather than spreading it. You don't have to do like Mama
you see, Pharaoh was one of those people who was self-reliant.
We have life
experiences. He says, pull yourself up by your own
to the next generation. Sometimes we don't know no better, but when you
first
know
all,
better,
you
you're supposed to
boots.
Do better. And you want better, get it
then
from the
you
word.
Need straps on your boots.
Who do you need to forgive today?
And if
what
you got both
are
boots
you carrying that poisons
and the strap,
your own soul,
you ought to be thanking God anyway.
The one who hurt you. And if you've harmed others, if you carry
but
guilt
maybe
over
had
past
no intentions
actions,
of thanking
know
God.
That asking forgiveness takes courage.
Like many of us, we
you
just
might
want
not think they
temporary
deserve it.
Relief.
That's not your call. It means
just
facing
enough
the full
time
truth of what you've done.
To
but
develop a
it
new
also
strategy.
Opens the door to healing.
Just enough time so we can catch our
and
breath
those
and refocus.
Who have been harmed. To forgive
but take
is to
care.
Set a prisoner free.
Until the heart is renewed by the grace of God.
That's words
promises made in the midst of the storms do not last.
So you got no
as soon as relief comes,
redemption.
Those promises fade away.
True strength is found in forgiveness.
Until
and
the state of the air changes, that which thaws in the warmth of the sun.
From Romans
freezes
5,
again at sunset.
Chapter 5, verses 3 through 5.
If
it reads,
you want
and
salvation.
Not only this, but we also celebrate
we cannot
in our
afford to wait
knowing that
until
tribulation
tomorrow.
Brings about perseverance.
You and cannot afford one more night with your frogs.
And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint because
finally,
the love of God has been poured out within our hearts. Through the Holy Spirit who was given
part of the procrastinator's creed is to never
Stanley
to
Stanley Williams
do that
lived
today,
by a phrase, a Latin phrase, dum spiro, spero. And it means
in my
shall
studies,
I breathe,
I've found something
I
else
hope.
Interesting. Someone
think
said procrastination
that.
Is
a
my
man
sin.
On death row, knowing execution
it
was
brings
coming,
me nothing
still
but sorrow.
Held on to hope.
And I know I
not
should stop.
Not hope that he would escape his sentence.
In fact,
but
I'll
hope
do it
that his life could still have meaning. That his words could prevent others from following his destructive path.
Don't wait till tomorrow.
Even facing execution, Williams, I call him Tukey,
in other words,
maintained hope that his words would continue making a difference long after he was gone. And they have.
These frogs
are still being circulated and continue to warn young people about the dangers.
He refuses to minimize his pain and maximize his relationship with God. He reneged because he realizes that when the people go, the economy will collapse.
Transcended his
that means construction of
in an
this
even
mighty
more
pyramid
profound
is going to
way.
That means the agricultural
him,
industry
up and
would
saw
be
a vision of glory that transformed his perspective.
But the
Stephen's
one thing you got to remember is that
death,
God
but in
care
what
about
awaited
economies.
Beyond it, he knew his body would be broken.
God cares about his people.
Receive his spirit. This hope
God says obedience is better than sacrifice.
And peace in his final
God
moments.
Says, come you this day,
Jesus demonstrated
not
the
tomorrow.
Ultimate hope that surpasses circumstances and understanding.
You see, Pharaoh
when
is not alone.
When he declared, it is finished.
How many of us have said at some point or
but
another,
accomplishment. As a graduate, Miss Lasagna.
The fact is, tomorrow
to say
is not
it
promised.
Is finished. It's an accomplishment.
And all we have Amen. For sure
special
is today.
It's not defeat.
The word
it
says
is
now
an accomplishment.
Is the acceptable time.
It maybe appears sometimes
tomorrow may
when
never
things
come.
Are finished that it's failure to a human
and
eye.
Who's
but
to
in
say
fact,
that the opportunities that it might exist tomorrow
plan. Three
are
days
any
later,
better than the ones that exist today.
The resurrection would prove this hope, proving that death itself
if we abide by what God
says, of God's
we can
purpose.
Stave off our problems
of tomorrow.
Jesus
transformed the cross from a symbol of shame.
Far too often,
defeat, into a
we are penny wise
and
salvation
and victory.
Luke 12 tells the story of a farmer who stores up
in your life
up enough to retire
what
soon that he has many tomorrows ahead of
like
him.
Like you're on your own personal death row.
It's one
no
thing
way
to
out.
Prepare for tomorrow.
Maybe it's a medical diagnosis.
But it's a whole different matter to presume that you will be here to enjoy.
Ruin. Will I have a job tomorrow?
Time is shorter
depression,
than we think.
Grief. The message
I recall
from these
a story
that
a new pastor just came to town and he was visiting
changing.
His neighbors and he came to one house where he was invited in and he invited this
from
couple
connecting
to church.
To something bigger than yourself, connecting to the Lord
after
Jesus
while,
Christ.
The wife agreed to,
from
to come to church
God
and she gained salvation
good from even the
and
worst
she became a
circumstances
member.
And situations.
The husband
hope isn't
said he would
thinking.
Come as soon as he
it's
gets
a confident
up.
Expectation that God
several
is
times the husband
even when we
was invited
it, just
to church by the pastor and each time the answer
books,
was the same.
Stephen's
I will
testimony
come
and Jesus
when I get straightened out
on the cross. Martin Luther King said we
died.
Must accept finite
and as the pastor stood to deliver the eulogy, he thought to himself,
hope.
Well, at least
he
kept his promise.
In conclusion, I want us to remember that all of us
he came when he got straightened
were
out.
Once on spiritual death row. Some still remain. Romans 6:23
don't wait to get
reminds us
out.
That the wages of sin is death. As we stand
don't wait to get straight
deserving
now.
Punishment for our rebellion against God. But Jesus stepped
the husband spent one
into our death row cell and said, I'll
he lost his opportunity for
your
salvation.
Place. And your
see, only
place.
A hardened heart would carry
my
it will cry out tomorrow when God extends his opportunity yes. for salvation today. Only a hardened heart ignores the need for fellowship with God. Only a hardened
heart,
stalls its redemption.
Not that we were good enough
one more night
to deserve saving, but that we were loved enough.
It's a sad
to be saved.
State.
The stories of Stanley
to tread among dead frogs,
and
experience the glory of the living,
Stephen
of the living
and
Savior.
Jesus.
It's a sad state
of, three powerful
of affairs when God literally
no
gives up on
you. No one is beyond redemption.
You don't believe it? Read Genesis 6
true
and 7.
Strength
and Jeremiah 8:20. It reminds us that the day will come when opportunity to be obedient to God's call will be
circumstances.
He says, "Lo, today, the harvest is past."
Oh, Jesus.
He says,
"I challenge you to identify
summer has ended and we are not yet saved from our sin."
And begin praying for their redemption.
All too often, far too many women
or unforgiveness,
men, women, boys, and girls spend
one
too many nights with their
toward forgiveness. Whether asking for it,
they just one more. They want one more night to commit adultery.
And where do you need hope in your life?
One more night to get a little bit high.
Find hope in the
one more hit of that pipe.
By looking for God.
One more snort of coke.
Within those circumstances.
One more night before
as
they
long
commit
as you have
to
breath,
Christ.
You have hope. Hope for redemption.
They say, just give me one more chance.
Hope for forgiveness.
To dance with Satan.
Hope for purpose.
We may want we be one more night without frogs.
Who speak life where others speak death.
Salvation is at hand.
Who see possibility.
Don't spend
where others only
your
see
last night. Past.
Will bring
cross.
Hope to those in the darkest places.
Don't spend your
I
last night.
I told you in the beginning that you've got two things to
with
worry
your
about. Heaven.
Salvation is
or hell. Picture yourself at the fork of the road.
Tomorrow.
One leads to ruin, while the other takes you to endless life.
You have an opportunity.
With God. Romans 6:23
Save your soul.
Invites us to consider the seriousness.
Be wise.
The seriousness of your sin. Our sinful ways go beyond this life.
We don't need
the results
one
of
more
it
night
does.
With the frogs.
We
God
are inviting
bless
you
God
to leave your sinful ways behind. Accept the gift of eternal life. By trusting in Jesus. Redemption, forgiveness, and hope. Your next decision will change everything. Amen.